9:10 a.m. We're at the front of the line here for the Freedom March into Montgomery, Alabama.
Were you there at the time the brutality took place in Selma?
Yes, sir, I was there.
What'd you see there?
I saw people run down by horses, beat with billy clubs, and tear gas was also shot in the houses.
What kind of an idea did you have about conditions down here before you arrived?
Well, I think I was pretty well aware of conditions because I live in the north at Saginaw, Michigan, and I know the conditions there. And I can honestly say that the housing down here isn't any better or any worse than the housing up in Saginaw. I'm marching for two reasons. That's freedom in Selma, Alabama, and all of Alabama, and also freedom in Saginaw, Michigan. In Alabama, they can't vote. In Saginaw, Michigan, it's unequal housing and education.
Come to warn you that in a few years, some of you will be in the concentration, some of us will be in the state house.
The harsh realities of this situation are that this order is changing, and I think this has raised grave alarms in this community, and the people simply will not acknowledge to themselves, because it's too painful to do so, that there are among us people goodwill and good intentions, and that we're decent human beings. So they fabricated these delightful fantasies that we're all communists and agitators and rabble-rousers and immoral people.
What do you think this march will mean when you return to Los Angeles, to you as a person?
Oh, I think it will mean that I will do more in the civil rights in Los Angeles, because there is still a very lot to do. And having seen the way the Negroes in the South are responding, I feel that I have a better argument for Negroes in Los Angeles who aren't doing anything to try to get them involved in doing things. Because if these people who have every right to fear for their lives aren't afraid, then there's really no excuse in Los Angeles.
No more tear gas.